Well, so much for the mantra. Now let's return to the question that we asked, then describe an actual visualization and invocation, and conclude. Why are colours and mantric sounds so important? Why do they figure so prominently in tantric spiritual practice, especially tantric meditation? And why just these two? Just colour and mantric sound. What is the connection between them? Now, it isn't really very difficult to understand this. We know that we have five senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. And through these five senses, we experience the external world, the material universe. Through the sense of sight, we see visual forms. Through the sense of hearing, we hear sounds. Through the sense of smell, odors. Through the sense of taste, flavors. Through the sense of touch, tangibles. And as we saw last week, all these senses, these five physical senses, are to be dedicated to enlightenment. Now, the first two senses, sight and hearing, are more highly developed, at least in human beings, than the other three. Indeed, they're much more highly developed. They're much more subtle and much more refined. We can even say much more spiritual. Not difficult to understand this. We know that sight and sound provide, as it were, the raw material for a greater part of the fine arts. The visual arts are all based on the sense of sight. Music is based on the sense of hearing, on sound. Even poetry is based, to some extent at least, on the same sense, on the sense of hearing, on sound. But it's interesting that there are no fine arts for the other senses. There are no arts that are based on smell, or taste, or touch, not fine arts anyway, but that take their raw material from them. So we find that sight and hearing are more closely connected with higher states of consciousness and with spiritual life than the other senses. For this reason, we find that form and colour and sound, mantric sound, are able to act as symbols. Symbols of higher spiritual experiences. Symbols of different aspects of the enlightened mind. Symbols of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Now, these senses are not only gross, but also subtle. And we may say that the subtle counterparts of sight and hearing are more highly developed than the subtle counterparts of smell and taste and touch. And it's with subtle sight, subtle hearing, that we see in meditation the forms of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and hear the mantras. We do sometimes experience the subtle counterparts of other senses too. These are sometimes operative, but only very feebly and very intermittently. You may, for instance, smell a perfume that isn't physically there, or feel, say, a breeze that is not physically blowing. But these are quite exceptional. Now, I've said that Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and so on embody various aspects of the enlightened mind, embody various spiritual principles, spiritual experiences. Now, when we visualize form and colour and recite the appropriate mantra, we are then approaching the aspect of the enlightened mind, or the spiritual principle, the spiritual experience, as it were, from two different angles, through the medium of two different spiritual senses. In other words, we are, as it were, converging from two different directions. And because we're doing this, because we're converging through these two mediums, these two subtle senses, from these two directions, we're much more likely to experience the principle or the aspect in which we're interested. It's rather like, we may say, holding something between two fingers, instead of just touching it with one finger. And this is why in the tantra both visualization and the recitation of the mantra are important, and why both are found together. One is approaching, as it were, the same principle, the same experience from these two different angles, trying to contact from these two different directions, trying to contact from this direction, as it were, through the medium of form and colour, which one visualizes, and from that angle, that direction, as it were, through sound, which one hears. And both converge and eventually build up the inner spiritual experience. And this is why both are found together. While we have among the creative symbols of the tantric path to enlightenment a symbolism of colours and a symbolism of mantric sound.